David Harsanyi, the smearing of Brett Kavanaugh is an attack on the Supreme Court. Sure, it's about partisanship and peddling books and selling newspaper subscriptions, but in the end, Democrats' smearing of Brett Kavanaugh is also about delegitimizing the Supreme Court, the only institution that will inhibit the progressive agenda no matter who wins elections. Conservative justices aren't merely wrong, they're nefarious and racist and extremist, you see. So virtually anything Democrats do to try and stop them is now rationalized. Like I put in the title of our piece yesterday, our recap of yesterday's show, is if the media can do this to a Supreme Court justice, what can't they do to your son? Like Joe Doyle was talking about on yesterday's thrill-packed episode of the Mike Church Show that you can download if you're a founding brother level member via the content app. Would be the easiest way to get it. Handy dandy time code in the write up in the transcript of yesterday's broadcast would let you know exactly where you need to go in the timeline to find this. As Joe Doyle was saying, we're living in the Stalinization phase right now. What are Democrats and libs doing? Democrats and libs are right now moving things into place so that there are legal means to get rid of people like me, to get rid of people like Justice Kavanaugh, to get rid of anyone that doesn't go along with the tree-hugging, whale-humping UN agenda on climate change. Did you see this ridiculous story that this 16-year-old girl from Sweden, who sailed a little boat from Sweden all the way to New Tenochtitlan City to prove that you can transatlantic travel green and this and that and the other, she's now going to go and testify in front of Congress. What in Hades does a 16-year-old who doesn't speak English have to say to supposedly the greatest deliberative body on the face of the earth, the U.S. House of Representatives? I might ask that question. Would anyone answer it? Doubtful. In this world, the accused, rather than the accuser, bears the burden of proof. In this world, hucksters like Michael Avenatti are turned into experts, and major news outlets will eagerly repeat and spread slander as news. This Sunday, the New Tenochtitlan Times ran an excerpt from a new book, The Education of Brett Kavanaugh, in which reporters Robin, how do you say that? Pogebrin? Pogebrin? Maybe it's Pogebrin. Pogebrin. And Kate Kelly, that's an easy one, not only rehashed allegations against Kavanaugh, but claimed that he'd been in another drunken incident in his college days. My colleague Molly Hemingway, co-author of a best-selling nonfiction book on the affair. I like how Harsanyi put nonfiction. A copy of a nonfiction book on the affair, had a copy of The Education of Brett Kavanaugh and noticed that the reporters had somehow failed to mention that the alleged victim had declined to be interviewed because she didn't recall the incident. I got to ask the question again. Why is this a story? There's nothing to see here. Our call in line telephone number. If you'd like to talk about this or anything else that I've talked about today on your mind, call me when you have no class. 844-5-CRUSADE. We won't even dwell on the fact that it was a libtard lawyer, writes Harsanyi, emphasis mime, one who happened to have pitted against Kavanaugh during the Bill Clinton impeachment hearings, who opportunistically claims to have recalled this 35-year-old incident and reported it to the FBI. In any event, the Times, caught in a blatantly unprofessional act, was forced to add an editor's note that debunked the most newsworthy aspect of their own article. It was just another in an interminable series of mistakes by supposedly nonpartisan journalists that happened to skew in the same exact, you know, all they're doing is making sure that Trump gets reelected. They may as well be working for the Trump reelection campaign. Did you see that El Presidente went to New Mexico last night for a rally? Now, some of you go, that may be a miniature charge plate. Why is that news?